Scott Spears back with you here, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Gary Burbank, an Ohio radio legend. And every day you can still hear Earl Pitts all over the radio, and I thought that was some tremendous insight into how that's all done. Now, of course, my paranoia kicked in during that interview, because as many of you know, last Friday, we had the amazing Kreskin on via telephone. And for whatever reason, it did not sound good. You could not make out what the amazing Kreskin said. So on Monday, when we had Phil Donahue on, I was highly paranoid because I thought, are people hearing this okay? Is his voice coming through okay? Well, it turns out it did, so thank God for that. So I hope that Gary Burbank's voice came through okay and that you enjoyed that. So if there's anybody out there who wants to let me know that it came through loud and clear and that Gary sounded good and that you enjoyed the interview, or maybe that you didn't enjoy the interview, or did you learn anything about Gary Burbank? I know he has a lot of fans out there. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a talented guy. You know what interested me most about that interview? The schedule of how he did a radio show. To get up at 7 in the morning, start writing the show, get to the office at 10, put the show together with some other people, and then go on the air at 3 o'clock. That is a task, to be sure. Go ahead.
Yes, it came through loud and clear.
Oh, good. Did you enjoy the interview with Gary?
He was right here in my kitchen.
Well, I'm paranoid. It must have been Kreskin's phone. I've now determined that it was amazing Kreskin's phone.
Well, you know, he has a lot of ghosts and spirits and things, and that could have upset everything. That might be the reason why it didn't come through so clear.
Did you learn anything about Gary Burbank now that we know that it was heard?
I was not able to listen to all that much. But I did learn a little bit. He was on WLW. Is that where it was?
The bulk of it. He was on quite a few stations over the years, but that's where
he was syndicated, right?
Not in the early days, but when he finally got to WLW, I think toward the end they syndicated him.
Well, I thought, wasn't he at Westwood One?
But I think that was through WLW.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, also, your listening audience. Marion, you're very fortunate to have WWGH. Wings and Wheels is extremely appreciative of the efforts to get our information out. And Scott, you and Charlie and everybody, at one point, and who knows when that's going to be, you're going to reach the summit.
Well, I appreciate that greatly. I know Charlie does, and I thank you for saying that. And anything we can do, you just let us know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, and I appreciate that. You know, we're trying. We're trying here. We're trying to get it all together. And Charlie coming up next, 10 to 12 noon, I've often said, and I'll say it again on the air, and I've worked with Charlie for a long time, it would not be as much fun to do this without Charlie Evers. That's why I like having him here on election night. I like that he still does 3 days a week. I like that he does the Exchange Club program. I like that he'll guest on my program. I have had so much fun with Charlie Evers over the years. I know that if he were not here doing his program, this would not be as much fun. And I also know that you, the listening audience, would not have as much fun. Because Charlie is he's like Gary Burbank in a lot of ways. Different styles, but Charlie is fun to listen to. And I can understand why he's become a radio icon in Marion. And I don't know if he thinks he's a radio icon in Marion, but he is. And I'll tell you this. Charlie could have gone. He could have been syndicated. He could have went to the moon and back, because he's got everything that a great broadcaster needs in his toolbox. He's got a unique voice. You'll never mistake Charlie Evers' voice for somebody else. And he's entertaining. He is entertaining to listen to. I listen to Charlie. And I know Charlie. And a lot of times when you know somebody, you don't listen to him because, well, I know that person. I listen to Charlie. I listen to Charlie's repeats because they're entertaining. He knows how to do this business. There is a little bit of magic in this business. I don't have the magic. Charlie learned the magic a long time ago, and he still got it. May it go on forever. Let's put it that way. You're very lucky to have him on the airwaves. And I don't know how we got on that subject, but it's absolutely true. There's nobody like him. He's done a lot of things that will stick with this community forever, like Buckeye Chuck, like the Peanut Push, like Lady Justice on top of the courthouse. But it's his radio work, day-to-day radio work, that I think people really will remember, because it's a body of work that, I don't know, it's in a whole class by itself. So, like I say, we hope Charlie stays around for a long time. And I don't think Charlie's the retiring type. So we think he'll be around for a long time. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. That, you know, being here for over 5 years now, you know, obviously more people are listening now than in the beginning. That's a lot. A big part of that is Charlie Evers. There's no doubt about it. He's a very well-known name and a person that people want to listen to. So I was never under any illusion, or was anybody else here, that a lot of the reason, more than not, let's put it that way, that people were listening was because of Charlie. So stay tuned, because he will be along and live at 10:15 this morning. 10 to noon, then Glenn Coble, 12 to 1, and Nate Redman, 4 to 5 today. All right. Did anybody else learn anything from the Gary Burbank interview? So glad that that came through. Okay. Fascinating man. Fascinating man. I love the idea that he wrote radio. It's fun to do radio extemporaneously, and obviously that's what I do. But those people who script radio and do it for comic purposes, boy, I have a lot of admiration for those people. That is a lot of work. A lot of work. And how about the satirical aspect of Earl Pitts? I'd never heard that before. Obviously, I know that Earl Pitts is a character, but I didn't realize that Gary Burbank did it kind of in the Archie Bunker idea, that it's more of Earl's the butt of the joke, and not so much telling it like it is. I thought that was interesting. Did anybody else find any of that interesting? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour here. WWGH time. We've still got tickets to the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, and a lot of trivia questions. Let's run down these trivia questions again. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? All his days in radio, all his days in television on NBC, Bob always came out and did the opening monologue. But there was one time on one special, one Bob Hope special, where Bob did not do the monologue. Does anybody know who did the monologue when Bob did not do it? What are the three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio? Now, we've got two of them. We've got the hot dog and the Lifesavers. What is the other one? What's the other famous food that we're missing? The three most famous foods in Ohio: hot dogs, Lifesavers. What is number three? What is the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that is probably in your kitchen right now? The famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that's probably somewhere in your kitchen right now. Does anybody know what that famous kitchen item was? We had a guess yesterday that was very close to the right answer on that one, but we don't have it yet. 740-383-9944. And again, if you just want to call in and answer the question and not win a prize, you can do that as well. We all learn that way together. Our Ohio State Fair question still exists here. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center, where it remains until today? What was the year the Ohio State Fair moved to the Expo Center? Does anybody know that? All right, I think we got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I missed Gary's interview this morning. Is that going to be replayed later today, Scott?
It will. I think it's going to be replayed. Let's see. Charlie's on 10 to 12. Glenn's on 12 to 1. Probably 1 to 2 this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were doing it the 8 to 9 hour. The 9 to 10 hour. And I just tuned in. It was all over.
It was all, yeah, he was, it was an interesting insight into that man. That was a little more than I've ever really heard him open up about Earl Pitts and all the work he did in putting together that show. He's a fascinating interview.
I remember back the Night of a Thousand Stars when he and Daddy Wags and all of them were there out to the women's club home.
Oh, yeah.
Got to talk to him a little bit there and, you know, got a little insight into what it was, and you know how he started in radio, but I figured you'd probably get a little more thorough, so I want to listen to that. Say 1 to 2 then.
One to two today.
All right. Good deal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Yeah, Gary did come to town here. That's been a lot of years ago. I think that was 2008, so 11 years ago. But fun man, nice man, and I know a lot of people conversed with Gary that night when he was here. You know what's interesting about that? Somebody came up to me last night and mentioned that they had met Gary at that particular event 11 years ago. So a lot of people must have been at that event. That was a lot of fun. Gary Burbank was there. Daddy Wags was there. Tom McNutt was there. Brenda Donegan, Mary Ellen Withrow. There's a group picture of that somewhere. The lady from Romper Room. Miss Barbara from Romper Room was there that night. Betty Rogie. Does anybody remember Betty Rogie from Dayton Television? She was there that night. That was a very unique program. I'll say that. Back in 2008. And like I say, there's a group picture of that somewhere. Boy, I look at that picture and I think, what a bunch of talented people. Jeff Ruth, I believe we honored Jeff Ruth that night. He was there. So there you go. We're going to break here for news and weather. Come back with you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. If that's you, hang on the line till we come back.
Hi, gang, it's Gallagher. Do you know what time it is? No, you don't. That's why you need me to tell you. It's time for the WWGH News. What is that? It's news about people, news about places and their plans. And what? It's live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Marmet Drug Task Force, with the assistance of the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force, is looking for William M. Florney of Marion. Florney is 36 years old and is 5'6" tall and weighs 180 pounds. Florney is wanted for outstanding warrants for F1 possession of cocaine and trafficking in cocaine out of the Marion County Common Pleas Court. A reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Florney. Anyone with information can call the Marion Tips Line at 740-375-8477. That's 740-375-TIPS. Marion City Police Department at 740-387-2525. The Marion County Sheriff's Office at 740-382-8244. Or the Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED.
For the Marion, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1904, a flash flood near Pueblo, Colorado, washed a train from its tracks, killing 89 passengers? A bridge weakened by the floodwater sweeping through the valley below gave way under the weight of the train, dashing all but the sleeping cars into the current, drowning the occupants. Now you know with Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Wednesday in the Marion area, we'll see a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m., but partly sunny, a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 65 degrees. For your Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79. And Saturday, mostly sunny skies again, a high near 81. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com.
And we're back for the home stretch this morning of the early show. 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show follows this program immediately 10:15 to 12 p.m. Local live radio here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We had a call coming in there before the break. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Would love to talk with you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Barbara was Barbara Parker from Lucy's Toy Romper Room, and then also Chuck White from the Lucy's Toy Shop was on there.
Yeah, Chuck White was there. I remember that as well. But incidentally,
he was a good friend of the Regulus Brothers and had the Attics.
Oh,
yeah. He would sing up here in the nightclub, and then take off at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and go to Columbus and get on the air on Lucy's Toy Shop.
He was there that night. I remember that. Now, he was good friends with Pat Regulus.
Yeah. Pat and Pete both, yeah.
Yeah, and I was trying to remember. I know there were a lot of people. I remember Mary Ellen.
I remember
Jeff and Daddy Wags and Gary Burbank and the whole bunch. That was a fun evening.
It was. When are you going to do another one?
We've been thinking about that possibly sometime later this year, so possibly before the year's out.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Be a lot of fun.
Get some good personalities there. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun doing those type of things. And they are fun to have people like that come to town and be able to talk with them and so on and so forth. It's a lot of fun. 35 minutes past the hour. Anything anybody wants to talk about, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Want to comment on the Gary Burbank interview? Want to talk about anything that's on your mind? You have the ability to do that at this particular juncture on WWGH Radio. Now, we do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We do have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And we do have a phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Today is my son and daughter-in-law's 15th anniversary. They give a shout-out to them, and it's also my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday. How old? 40 years old today, right?
What?
40 years old today.
29.
20. Hey, that's even better.
Right.
Well, happy birthday, Bob, and congratulations to your for the wedding anniversary.
Yeah, 15 years they made it today.
15 years. Well, that's a good long run, and hopefully it continues along well.
Yeah. Remember Jack Benny always used to say he was 39?
He did.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I'm 29. I want to beat him a little bit.
Stick with 29. Well, happy birthday, Bob. Hope you have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
There we go. All right, stuff like that we love to hear. Feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We love to have calls like that or anything on your mind. That's fun, too. Trivia questions are out here. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? One time, Bob did not do the monologue on a Bob Hope special. Who did the monologue that time that Bob did not do it? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. We have two of them. We have the hot dog and we have the Lifesavers. What's the third famous food invented in Ohio that we have not come up with yet? What's the famous kitchen item, probably in your kitchen right now, that was invented in Ohio? The famous kitchen item. And as I said earlier, we had a guess on this yesterday that came very, very close. 740-383-9944. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center, its current location? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Oh, maybe somebody's got an answer here. Maybe a correct answer. Wouldn't that be good? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I think I have the answer to the Bob Hope monologue.
Oh, go right ahead.
Johnny Carson.
It was Johnny Carson. How'd you know that?
I just took a wild guess.
Well, no, that worked. And I tell you, let me tell you the quick story about how this happened. It was Bob's 90th birthday party, which they did a special on NBC. And Johnny had retired from The Tonight Show and, of course, wasn't doing very much. And Bob was 90. He was up in age at that point. So the way they coaxed Johnny back to do this, which was in 93, I believe, was they said, well, you can do the monologue. And that's the only time Bob did not do the monologue.
How interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Would you like a prize this morning?
Yes, I would.
All right. What would you like, the wild, Zumbezi Bay, or the zoo?
Zumbezi Bay.
Zumbezi Bay, all right. And who do we have on the line?
Joyce Noe, N-O-E.
All right, Joyce. Do you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We will be here till 1 o'clock today if you'd like to stop and pick those up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joyce.
I love your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Joyce, no, he got it. It was Johnny Carson. I'm so glad we got those Bob Hope questions knocked out. I didn't think it would take that long to get through it. But we did. Johnny Carson was the person that did the monologue on the Bob Hope special, the one time Bob did not do it. But we've still got other questions out here. We've still got passes to Zumbezi Bay, we've still got passes to the Wilds, and we've still got passes to the Columbus Zoo. All right, let's see what we have here. What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now, we have hot dog and we have Lifesavers. What is the third one? Hot dog, Lifesavers, and what? What is the third most famous food invented in Ohio? What is the famous kitchen item that you probably have in your kitchen right now that was invented in Ohio? Does anybody know the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio? 740-383-9944. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center? where it remains to this day. All I have to have is the year. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Right before the Ohio State Fair, right before World War I, something happened at the Ohio State Fair. Does anybody know what that was? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know that year? Does anybody remember what happened in 1989? There was a memorable yet tragic event that happened at the Ohio State Fair in 1989. Does anybody remember what it was? It was probably the biggest news story to come out of the Ohio State Fair up until the riot issue in recent years. What year was the Ohio entrance created, built at the Ohio State Fair? What year did they put up the Ohio entrance that people get their picture in front of to this day when they go to the Ohio State Fair? Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? Now, this was a big story. It was in all the Ohio papers and on all the Ohio news. Back in 92, why was the Ohio State Fair director fired back in 92? Who got hit with a pie at the fair, the Ohio State Fair? This is a very well-known person, and this was not on purpose. It was somebody who obviously had a bone to pick with this person. Does anybody remember who got hit in the face with a pie at the Ohio State Fair that was not supposed to get hit in the face with a pie? Does anybody remember that one? 740-383-9944. We'll run these down again. Who got hit in the face with a pie at the Ohio State Fair that was not supposed to get hit in the face with a pie? Why did the fair director get fired in 1992, the Ohio State Fair director? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? What was the memorable tragic event that happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair? When was the grandstand demolished? Just need the year that the grandstand was demolished. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What is the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that you probably have in your kitchen right now? And can anybody tell me the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now, we already have two. We have the hot dog and we have the lifesavers. What is the third? 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. To answer any of the trivia questions, get tickets to the Wilds, Columbus Zoo, or Zumbezi Bay, or if you just want to talk about something else, we can do that as well. It's always interesting to hear what's on your mind, because that's, I think, the point of radio. Certainly local radio is to find out what you're thinking and things that you know about that I don't know about. Did anybody attend the night out block party thing last night at Grant Middle School? I did not get a chance to go over there, but did anybody go to that last night, and was it a fun event? I saw a lot of pictures of it, which looked like a lot of fun, and I think they had a fireworks show over there, which looked like it was a lot of fun. So what do you think? Was the event fun? Did anybody attend last night who's out there listening? 740-383-9944. do want to remind you that the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be having an open house at her museum on August 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. The museum's located at the Primrose Retirement Community, 1550 Wellness Drive here in Marion. Free admission to this event. And Mary Ellen will be there to answer any questions you might have about any of the pictures or artifacts at her museum. That's August 31st, 2 to 4 p.m., Primrose Retirement Community, 1550 Wellness Drive, here in Marion. 47 minutes past the hour. And I do want to remind you again to stay tuned for the Charlie Evers Show following this one, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And, of course, the Glenn Coble Show today from 12 to 1. And Nate Redman today from 4 until 5. And we're also going to replay the Gary Burbank interview, which we did at 8 o'clock this morning, at 1 o'clock today. 1:15 to 2, we will replay Gary Burbank. And as I say, I learned so much from that 45-minute interview because so many things are done. I mean, we hear Earl Pitts every day and have heard him for 35 years. But the way it's constructed, how it came about, how it's produced, very interesting stuff. You know, I don't know how long the Earl Pitts segments run. What do they run? A minute, 2 minutes, something like that? All that goes in to 1 or 2 minutes of radio is fascinating. The writers, the producing of it, the putting it out there, the backstory. All very interesting stuff. You know, we've also had a lot of fun on this program talking about recipes, and I like to come back to that every so often because I think people are losing the ability to cook. This is just an observation that I have started to make. Because I notice a lot of people taking pictures of their food on Facebook, but it's not pictures of food that they cooked. It's like food in a restaurant. So I'm not sure if they're doing a restaurant or exactly what they're doing, but it is not... what should I say? It's certainly not... I don't know. It's different. I guess that's the way I'll put it. To take pictures of your food in a restaurant. I guess maybe to show people it's good, that this is a good place to eat. And if something looks good, does it taste good? Have you ever had something that looked really good and then tasted... not really good? I think I've been down that road. What do you think? 10 minutes left to go today. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Joyce Noe is our winner today. Tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. And we still have other things to win. The Wilds, Zumbeezy Bay, Columbus Zoo. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6:30 to 10 a.m. Hopefully with another interesting program here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know the three famous foods invented in Ohio? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. We have hot dog and we have Lifesavers, and there's another one. Now, as I said earlier, if Lifesavers is considered a food, then this item is considered a food as well. What is the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that you probably have in your kitchen right now? You know, aside from the Ohio State Fair trivia, we do have some trivia left from the 4th of July that we have not got answered. And I guess they don't have to be just 4th of July trivia. Doesn't have to be just 4th of July trivia. Does anybody know any of the answers to these? The most common patriotic sounding word used in place names. Does anybody know what that is? We still have not gotten this, and we've had a lot of guesses. What happens with the Liberty Bell on July the 4th every year? Does anybody know what happens with the Liberty Bell on July 4th every year? Who's the most famous person living at the time who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? And it's kind of strange in a lot of ways that this person did not sign the Declaration of Independence. Who's the most famous person who did not sign the Declaration of Independence? What happened on July the 4th, 1938? There was something significant on that date. What is the date the White House first celebrated July 4th? Now, obviously, it's July 4th, but what's the year? 740-383-9944. That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. If you have anything you want to talk about, or if you want to answer a trivia question, Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, and tickets to the wild. Glenn Coble joins us here in studio this morning. Glenn, what's coming up today at 12:15, if I can get the right mic on?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about all the shootings that have gone on over the week. It's pretty hard to ignore that.
Well, you know, to me, what because there's been shootings everywhere. What was it, the 250th mass shooting this year?
It might be higher than that. I think it's over 260.
260?
But, yeah.
But it happened in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I can't think of another one in recent times that happened in Ohio.
I can't either, unless you include Toledo, which is also Dayton. I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot.
I'd heard that there'd been some conjecture on that as the week had went on. I think the president is visiting Dayton today.
Yes, he is, and he's also visiting El Paso. He just left. I just watched his little plane fly away.
So do you think anything's going to come from this?
When it first started and people started calling for help on it and calling for gun regulation on it and so that sort of, I said to my wife, nothing's going to change. But I'm starting to change that feeling a little bit. But, I mean, back when back when that monster killed all those people in Las Vegas and used the bump stock, everybody was absolutely certain that was going to be taken out, and it hasn't yet.
You know what was shocking about this? Obviously, the fact that it was in Dayton, you know, 2 hours from here, but that this guy shot his sister.
Yeah, and that's kind of up in the air. Nobody knows why she was there, and at first they said she was shot in a car with her boyfriend, but that isn't what happened.
Well, is it still the story? Because I heard at one point that she rode with the guy.
That's what I've heard, yes.
With her boyfriend. There were three of them in the car, and they came to this event, and he did what he did. Now, I've never heard a twist like that to one of these mass shootings.
The only thing I could think of is his sister and her boyfriend were trying to talk him down. And they didn't. Maybe they got out of the car thinking they had and went in to join the party. And he saw her when he walked in. That was probably one of the first people he shot, I'm guessing.
Well, it all happened in 30 seconds, was my understanding. 30 seconds.
And he had, I thought those were, that type of magazine, that barrel magazine, I thought that had been outlawed a long time ago. It has not.
Well, what was it, 27 injured and 9 dead in 30 seconds?
Yeah, well, it might have been a little bit longer than that, but it was under a minute. And he got off, I think they counted 42 shell casings that they could find. And if it, let's say it's a half a minute, that's more than 1 second. Boy, I was a soldier and I had to fire an M16, which is basically the same gun. And I'm not sure I could fire that fast.
It was a really sad, sad story.
All of these are sad. There isn't a one that has a silver lining on the other side of the cloud. Now, this may bring a silver lining. Let's hope it does. I don't know.
Now, on the other side of things, Woodstock, 50th anniversary.
Hoping to have a gentleman on tomorrow that was there. Many of you know his sister, Marge Clark, who is married to one of my best friends, Bill Clark. And we're not sure whether he's going to be able to make it or not, but we're going to try to have him on tomorrow at 12:30.
Now, in like a tin-type fashion here quickly, remind people what Woodstock was 50 years ago.
A half a million crazy teenagers and maybe 20s out in a absolutely muddy field, rocking and rolling to, I think Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, it was only the second time they had ever performed in front of anybody. And look what's happened to them.
And why were they, why was this happening?
That's a good question. That was one of the questions I wrote down to ask the gentleman I'm going to talk to tomorrow. I don't know why it was happening. Somebody called for it, and it happened.
I know it's become lore, but I'm not sure why it was going on, because it would have been, I mean, it would have been prior to Vietnam, wouldn't it?
No, it was not.
It was during.
It was during Vietnam, and that was part of the reason, and that was a major amount of the music was anti-war music.
And it was in a field.
Yes, huge field, yeah. Several acres.
Now, how did they get electricity out there?
That's a good question. I'll ask him that tomorrow.
Because some of these bands, I'm sure, needed electricity.
Oh, absolutely. They all did.
Even in those days.
Yeah. And they were a little nervous about running the electricity because it was raining.
Well, you know, why do you think that's become a thing? It's become one of those things that everybody knows about.
And everybody says they were there.
Well, they do.
Of my age.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's become a thing. I think it's become a thing because, well, I was at the Democratic convention in '68, and everybody was there, too. But I really was. That type of thing, people, they kind of grab you because it was a change in the history of America.
A lot of people went to jail.
Yes.
At the Democratic convention in 1968.
I did not.
Did not. Well, what was it like on the streets there? It had to be awful.
Well,
fires?
You know what? The reason why I was there is because I was there for my draft physical.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah, and I walked out of where the draft physical was, and a gentleman handed me a placard that said, "Join us in Grant Park." And I said, "What the heck? I got to wait till my train goes, so I'll go down and join him."
And Mayor Daley was there.
Yeah, well, he was not there. He was at the convention.
He was at the convention hall.
He was not at the Grant Park.
No, he wouldn't have come there. That wouldn't have been a popular place.
I was a little disappointed with the Chicago Seven. Their rhetoric at that kind of disappointed me because it was really calling for war on the streets,
which is what happened.
Yes, it was.
And it was how many people were injured in that?
Oh boy, I have no idea.
A lot.
I know, they told us there were 15,000 cops around us. And therefore, the crowd was supposedly about the same size. So, a lot of people.
Interesting. Glenn's show today coming up at 12:10. Charlie Evers coming up in about 10 minutes here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back tomorrow morning. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Who are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet when you're walking down the street, the people that you meet each day?
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs, did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be words like mistake or and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that,